Reuven, Chayri Ato, Chayri Bereshis Oni, Yetzer Seis VeYetzer Oz. Yaakov Avinu knows he's at the end of his time in this world. He calls over the Shvatim. He gives the brachas to the Shevet. Reuven the Bechor, he starts with Reuven. We know we're supposed to have the Bechor, the Kahuna, the Malchus, everything was supposed to come out from Reuven. Everything is supposed to come out from Reuven, and he lost it. Why did Reuven lose it? Because he was even aveira, chait from Reuven, and he moved his father's bed. That was the chait. Says Yaakov Avinu, Reuven b'chori ato, koichi v'reishis oini. Koichi, yeser se'eis, says Rashi, roi ha'iso, yeser alachicha b'kuna. He was supposed to be greater than everyone. He was supposed to be greater than the other shvatim in the kuna. What happened to Reuven? Pachas kamayim al toisak yolisa mishkevei avicho. Says Rashi, pachas kamayim al pachas abohola shemihat laharis ka'atzcho. What was the problem? What was the problem with Reuven? He was fast to show his anger. Maheres, Maharis, Ka'ach. His Ka'ach. Chazal say about Reuven, it sounds like the Chayyar, a tremendous chait. Reuven was over. He lost the Kahuna, the Chayyar, he lost everything from him. Tremendous, tremendous chait. Chazal say, Kol Shoim Reuven Chota En Eloi Toya. Anyone that says Reuven was over the chait, is mistaken. It wasn't the greatest chait that Reuven was there. You have to understand Chazal. But what was the problem then? The Chazal say, "Kol shayim Reuven chayte ein ela toya." So what was the problem that Reuven did? What did he lose everything for? Reuven, we know, where was he by the mechira from Yosef? He had a different plan from Yosef, right? He was going to take him out of the bar. Where was he by the mechira? Why wasn't he there when they sold him? He was doing tshuva. This was 9 years after his chait. I think it was 9 years after his chait, he was still doing tshuva. He was doing tshuva for 9 years! For a chait that Chazal say, Kol shoyim Reuven chota in ele toya. What was he doing tshuva for so long? What was Reuven's chait? What was Reuven's mistake? Shemaharto baharis ka'atcho. Chisoin in Midas. You have to understand what that means by the Ovid, by the Shvatim. We always say, we're very careful when we say that. Their Chisoin in Midas is not by us a Chisoin in Midas. But that was the problem by Reuven. He showed a Chisoin in his Midas. He left his cat out. This was the problem for Reuven. It says he was broken. It says by Yosef. What's Pshat? Reuven didn't want to go along with the brothers by Yosef. He said, put him in the bar, and he had a plan to go take him out of the bar. What's pshat? Because Reuven saw more the emes behind with the story from Yosef. He looked at Yosef in a different light than all the other shvatim. Why? Says the Baron. Because Reuven had a lev sheva, he had a broken heart. Because he was always doing tshuva, he had a broken heart. If somebody with a broken heart sees the emes. He's able to see the emes. The person that's tzebrochen, he was tzebrochen. The person that's tzebrochen is able to see the emes. Reuven was tzebrochen over this. What? What did he do wrong? He had to his kasch. Yaakov Avinu tells him off. B'chay v'yato, you were supposed to be the b'chor. The person doesn't chap. I learned to you. I keep my starting. I make my checks. I get a trip. Everything's going well in my life. What's wrong with me? What am I doing wrong? It's a constant avoider working on your midas. The Bechor Reuven had a chisor and he lost himself. It happens to everybody, they lose themselves. There's always work. A person has to work and work and work on his midas to make sure he's always in check. The Chofetz Chaim, the Bala Midas, the Tzadik. I heard one time the Chofetz Chaim, when he was younger, he had a problem with Kass. He wasn't born the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim, when he was younger, he used to talk to himself, he said, "So Meir," say, not so Meir, "So Meir," he'd go into a corner, say, "Don't get upset! Don't let yourself get upset!" He was constantly working on himself. Constant. When I was in yeshiva one time, it was Motzi Yom Kippur. Everybody came out from Yom Kippur feeling nice and clean, good, snapped themselves. A new start, fresh start. All these Kabbalahs that they just made to learn more, to daven better, to work on their midas. And one bachur in particular, was given the test right after. He gave the Eberstar a good haftocha that he was going to work on his midas. And he got the Nisayon Glaik right off the bat, right after Yom Kippur. What happened? After Yom Kippur, you know what the dining room looks like in the yeshiva when it's not Yom Kippur, right? Could you imagine you must see Yom Kippur, the dining room? They're serving sandwiches over there. Well, sure. And everybody's fighting, and this bacher was working on his midas. Right? He wasn't pushing, he wasn't shoving, he was eating, waiting nicely to get his food. He finally gets his food, and there's no more food left, and he says, "Good thing I got my sandwich, right? Got the last sandwich or the second to last, I don't know, but by the time he was sitting down there, there was no food left." He got his sandwich, his one sandwich, and he sits down by the table. Comes another bacher to sit down, also another few bachim to sit down also by this table. And one of the bachim was acting a little bit wild, a little bit, "Hey, what's going on, dude?" And this guy was like, and this guy had a cup of milk. And this bachim that was being a little bit wild, spilled a cup of milk all over this guy's sandwich, which spot like a sponge. No sandwich left. Juicy bread, milky bread, that's all that was left. Guy was upset. Everybody saw on his face he was upset. What's he gonna do? This Balmidas, he just worked on himself, all Yom Kippur. Kabbalah was a stark kabocha, good boy. But he had a little bit of kass. He had a little bit of kass in him. There was too what to work with in his midas. And everybody thought that's it, he blew it already. An hour after Yom Kippur, not even an hour, whatever. Less than an hour after Yom Kippur, now we're gonna see what's gonna be with this guy. And this other guy was scared. Guy spilled the milk. Kids are meiser. The truth is, no, he wasn't scared. Now that I think back, that other guy didn't even chop it. He didn't even chop what he did. He was being very wild and he spilled the milk and then he walked away. He didn't chop what's going on. Bacher stood up here. I was impressed. Bacher stood up. He went over to a corner. It was like a little side room off the dining room in the shiva. Went over to a corner, side room over there. Don't know exactly what he said to himself. He was facing the wall. When he turned around, he looked like he was calming himself down. Then already the red was turning back into white, the veins were going back into his skull, and he came back to the table and he managed to put a few pieces of, I don't know what, together, crackers, I don't know what it was, a little piece of cake or something. He ate his cake and he went, and he went, I guess, to buy something to eat, I don't know, with a smile on his face, a good deal, he wished everybody, that was. This bacher could have lost the whole thing right then and there. Could have lost the whole thing. All his avodah, all his work. Reuven b'chayri. We spoke to the bachor, the kohen, the melech. In one shot, years and years of tshuva to broken. from one time losing himself. Reuven wasn't about caste. Like, we know about the caste. Like, we know people that get angry. But a person always has to be in check with himself. This Bachar knew that's what... Kippur worked on that. He was constantly in check. He was constantly in touch with himself at that point in his life. Not to let himself lose it. Constantly in check, constantly following what's going on, how I should react now, without letting his midas get the best of him. I had a Rebbe one time, sat down to learn. He was in his 50s, maybe 60s already, I don't know. And he decided, Ben Aston, he was looking for a chavrus who wanted to learn Mesilas Yisharu. Mesilas Yisharu. He said he always learned Mesilas Yisharu his whole life, that's his Musa Seder. And now he wants to finish it. He wants to go quickly because he wants to finish. Because he never finished it before. Now let's make a cheshbon. This is a big Baal Aliyah. This Rebbe is a big Baal Midas. Let's make a cheshbon over here. He's I don't know, 50s, 60s. He's been in yeshiva since he's a teenager. He's always learned Mesilas Yisharu. And he never finished it. It's this thick. He never finished Mesilas Yisharu. So we couldn't help but ask. How's it say I can never finish Mesilas Yisharu? He said, because I was never holding past this shah, this point of the life. So I never learned past where I'm holding. I'm constantly working on myself. What I learn, I'm working on these midas I'm working on constantly, and I never got past it. I'm not yet satisfied with myself in these midas. I can't go weiter. But now I decided that I have to already see the whole sefer. At least I have to see it. So outside of Musa Seder, he's making another Seder to finish the Mishnah. This is a full bloated Talmud Chacham. He's yaitzer already. He already has his frack. He already has his shi. He's got everything. His family's raised. That's what he's still working. What are you still working on yourself? Still checking yourself. Always. Constantly. That's what we learned from Reuven. Constant. That's what the chisaron in Reuven was. Kol shoyim Reuven chota einay ela toye. The chait wasn't the problem over here. That's in chait. That he showed his God, that's what Yaakov Avinu was upset about. That's what made him lose everything. His midas. How many times do we have a chance? We walk into the dining room, and there's 16 other people online after me, but what's going to be? If I let everybody take, I'm not going to get seconds. And this guy, he's not as big as me. I need to fill up more. He could survive on just the salad. I need 2 pieces of chicken. I saw one time a guy taking 2 pieces of chicken. I asked him why he's taking it. Because I don't eat the side dish. So the guy who eats the side dish should have to eat 2 portions of side dishes because you're taking a piece of chicken. Midas! Think about the next person. Check yourself. Always be in touch with yourself. What am I doing? Am I doing right? It's not an akuda. Reuven over here, which is also very important. There's really 3 nekudas I wanted to bring out today. There's a lot. Pasuk Vayechiyas. Big stuff. There's one more nekuda that we see from Reuven b'chayri ato koichi v'reishis oini. What's reishis oini? Reishis oini means he was the first people from Yaakov Avinu. He already said he's b'chor. So what does Rashi say? Reishis oini, he tipa rishen shaloi. Shaloi Ra, carry me Yomav. But Yaakov never saw carry. This was the Tikkur Rishayna was for his first child. Okay, so that's what Rashi, I always found this Rashi a little bit shver. That's what Yaakov Avinu is coming to do, coming to show himself that he's Reishis Oini. Let's say a little more than that. He's coming to say on himself, cut my problem over here. He's talking about Reuven. He's coming to say on himself, Reishis Oini. I never saw Tipas carry me Yomav. So I heard once, a pshat from a rabbi in America. Reishis Oini, that was what was supposed to be the ma'aseh, the gaiva from Reuven. Yaakov Avinu had 10 shvatim, 12 shvatim, these famous shvatim, these were they were the kings of the world, right? When they went down to Mitzrayim, the ma'aseh of Mitzrayim had a pachat from them. The only one that was able to stand with them was because it was Yosef. That was the only reason why they were able to hold them. They were able to put them, to arrest them, and to put them away, and to fight with them. Because it was Yosef! And they kept saying to themselves, this is only the strength from the house from Yaakov Avinu. These were the giburim of the world, these shvatim. There was nobody in the world like them. Everybody was afraid of them. Reuven was the Rishis from this. He was the Tai, he was the Bechor, the oldest. I was just by Hassan. And I was by Hassan of a family. Kanaina has 14 children. And they married off now the first granddaughter. They have one daughter left not married, and the first granddaughter got married from the oldest daughter. Made a chasen from the first grade. But get to mind to what I want to bring out of this. And it was very nice by the chuppah. They were calling up the grandfather for the first time. They get called up as the grandfather, and they called up the kriyas asuba, the uncle of the kala. Everyone said, "Ooh, what uncle of the kala?" It's the first time. He's the uncle of the kala, the oldest boy, the bechor, is the bechor in the family. He got kriyas asuba. Bechor got kriyas asuba. To myself, and I was looking at him, and I was saying, "Shh." He looks like maybe a reshiva, and he's already in his 40s. Person, I said, he's the head of the tribe over here. Can I know this family, 14 children, so many grandchildren, he's the head of the tribe. Reuven was the head of the tribe. He was the Bechor, the Rishis Oini. What was Yaakov Avinu telling him? You have to hold more from yourself. When a person is on top, a person has a chayis. A person has to hold from himself, he has a chayis to make in a certain way. It's because you didn't hold from yourself high enough while you were able to fall. Avotna says, I like this word from Avotna, I think we said it before, that before a person has to work on anivus, every year it has to be an onus. But before you can get to anivus, you have to be what's called a chashtup in a balgaiva. A balgaiva first! An onus is not somebody that doesn't hold from himself. An onus is not someone that doesn't hold from himself. Chashtu shalom. You have to hold from yourself. That's not a good person if you don't hold from yourself. You have to hold from yourself. You have to know all your minus. You have to know your position. You have to know your godless, your greatness. But you have to know it comes from the Rebbein Yishlod. It's something that I did. That's not needed. That's not needed. Thank you, Rebbein Yishlod, for making me so great. Because I am great. I'm just going to say, you made me so great. And what do you know? You made thousands of other people, millions of other people just as good. Unbelievable. A person has to know his mitzvahs. The second a person doesn't hold from himself high enough, he starts to act in a low manner. And then his mitzvahs get the best from him. His mitzvahs get the best from him. Why should I, a person, dignity, act so low? A little bit slabokke. Godless ha'odom. I think it was the altar, maybe it was also, I think Rav Hutner used to say, he was a Talmud from the altar, somebody heard from the altar. And there's such a thing in being kleifer be'ikr, kleifer in yourself. A person can be kleifer in himself, it's a kleifer be'ikr. You can't not hold from yourself. Reuven b'chayat the kosher eishes oini. You didn't chat your godless. You were the greatest. You were the first from all this. You were the first from all this. You were on top of all the shvatim. That's what Reuven's mistake was. One more nekud in this parasha. Very important. We'll say one more. There's a lot more. Yosef HaTzadik. Oh, Yosef HaTzadik was sold to Mitzrayim by the Shvatim, by his brothers. Sold to Mitzrayim. And we see right away when Yosef reveals himself to his brothers in Parshas Vayigash, and we see it again over here by Vayichi. But the brothers were afraid. What were they afraid from? They made a mistake. They did wrong to Yosef. They wronged Yosef. They wronged him. Now they're afraid. What's he going to do to them? What's he going to do? Yosef's the melech. What's he going to do to them? They're afraid for him. Says Yosef, Vayemre Aleim Yosef. He said this two times to them. One time when they first revealed himself, and then later on they were afraid again when Yaakov Avinu was Nifter. They were afraid now. He was only nice to us because Tati was alive. You know, I'm doing something in front of the Tati. But now Tati's not alive anymore. Now he's going to get us back. He was preparing for this time. Now he can get us back. Says Yosef right after Yaakov Avinu was nifter to the Shvatim Vayomer Aleihem Yosef, Al tiro, don't be afraid. Don't worry. Ki asachas elikim oni. The Rebbein Shalom sent me down here. Atem chashavtem alai ro. You thought you were doing wrong to me. Elikim chashva la toiva. He was doing good. Laman osay kayoy mazel la'achi yis am rov. To make a nation, to support Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim. They were going to be robbing the land to give them food. So that Klal Yisrael will be taken care of. That's why everything comes from the Rabbeinu Shlomo. And what are you giving to everyone? How could a person find it in his heart to be meichel such a thing? How could you be meichel? Someone wrongs you, it's hard to be meichel them. Imagine if someone took you and sold you to Mitzrayim. Mm-hmm. And then the guy comes, ah, brother! Can we meichel the guy? Oh, but if you realize that everything comes to Meister from the Rebbeinu Shalom, then like the dog with the stick. When someone hits a stick, hits a dog with a stick, the dog runs after the stick. But the dog doesn't realize that the stick is not what's hitting the dog, the person is hitting the dog. Nebuch, this stick has to be the one to hit. So that's another cheshb. I'm not saying these people are right, some of that wrongs you. They don't have to be the shliach, right? The Eibishter has a lot of shlichim they can make, right? You have to be Meister, they need mechila, without mechila. But how a person can come to be Meister someone? You have to realize that everything comes from the Rebbeinu Shalom. If something's happening to you, there's something in you that you have to fix. You have to do tshuva. You have to get closer to the Eibishter. And that's what Yosef understood. And that's why he was able to be my friend.